What is up, guys, and welcome to another edition of the Market Marauder Show, beating the market one trade at a time. Hope you guys had a great week out there, able to lock in some profits. All right, so this episode, going to be talking about day trading. So day trading is something that a lot of people do. I myself day trade quite a bit. I day trade options as well as some stocks and penny stocks, but not really, you know, at a level equivalent to a big firm. I'm still a retail trader myself. You know, I'm still affected by the PDT rule. I don't have, you know, over the 25K that I'm not affected by the PDT rule on all of my accounts, which is the pattern day trading rule. So still just an average retail trader. But one of the articles I came across definitely seemed kind of concerning to me, which was day traders lose $358,000 per day gambling on 0-day options. So day traders are paying a price for their newfound love affair with one of the hottest trades in the equities market, rushing to join the trading frenzy in options with ultra short lifespans known as 0DT or 0-day to entry for 0 days to expiration is what it's called. Small-time investors find themselves struggling to make it work. A fresh study from researchers of the University of Münster in Germany showed the crowd have lost $358,000 a day since May of 2022 when it became possible for trading expiration contracts every day. So, you know, one thing that I'll say is options is a great way for you to make a large amount of money really quickly. I think there's everyone understands that, but it is a way for you to lose a large amount of money as well. So, you know, I'm going to go over just some basic day trading rules that I think everyone should follow. These are not directly catered towards options. I may do a separate video talking about options sometime in the future about how to, you know, go over options, how to read calls, puts, how to do spreads, how to read the Greeks. That may be a more in-depth option kind of brief tutorial sometime in the future. But this is just going to be talking about strictly day trading. Some things that I follow myself, some things that I outline in my book, and then also some things that I have learned myself from losing significant amount of money and then also gaining significant amount of money, smart things that I've done as well as dumb things that I've done, and then also kind of give examples of them as I read them off. So just talking about day trading in general, day trading is the act of buying and selling a financial instrument within the same day or even multiples of time over the course of a day. Taking advantage of small price movements can be a lucrative game if it is played correctly. Yet it can be dangerous for beginners and anyone else who doesn't adhere to well thought out strategy. Not all brokers are suited for the high volume of trades day traders generate. On the other hand, some fit perfectly with day trades. So you can go and download Robinhood or Webull, and they'll allow you to day trade. You have to fill out some information first that you could day trade. There's a second portion on there that you have to fill out in order to get into options. But essentially, you can go onto these apps and start trading options basically the day you sign up for them, which can be advantageous for you if you want to make a lot of money and you already have the skills and know how to do it. But it can be very dangerous if you have no idea what you're doing. So the first rule on here is knowledge is power. In addition to knowledge of day trading procedures, day traders need to keep up with the latest stock market news and events that affect stocks. This can include Federal Reserve System's interest rates plans, leading indicators, announcements, and other economic business and financial news. So this is basically, I would say, just doing your due diligence. So doing your due diligence is essential in order to be a day trader. Focusing on a lot of different assets at one time is kind of ludicrous. It's not possible to focus on so many things at once. Some people have different niches that work for them. So some people may focus directly on technology. Some people may focus on energy plays. Some people may focus on, you know, agricultural things. Some people have focus on just bio stocks themselves. And, you know, each one of them have their own little niche and things that drive each sector. So like for, if you're day trading like low value or low penny stock, medical stocks, something that you may look at for is the FDA forecast or the FDA calendar. So when a lot of these companies get approval on new patented drugs that come out, or they get some more data on if the drug was successful or not during a trial, that helps the stock shoot up significantly. Burning cash in any company is something that makes the company go down. Learning about earnings. Some people just trade strictly earnings. So it is currently earnings season. We have Microsoft this week. We had Tesla a couple weeks ago. I think next week we have Apple. But basically, it's earnings season. There are a lot of companies that will be giving earnings. There are a lot of people in and out of these trades, but everyone has a different system. So some people are trading, you know, just the volume of the stock themselves. So some people jump in and get like five shares, wait till it goes up, get 20%, and then jump out. The trading style that people have depends on the person, but it is all based off news and doing your own due diligence. The next one is set funds aside. There's one thing that I've seen a lot of people talk about that I think they shouldn't be doing, which is saying, oh, my investment account is my savings account. Your investment account is not your savings account. That is the wrong way to think about it. It is an investment account, and your investment account does not substitute your savings account. Just like I wouldn't say a 401k is your savings account. It is a type of savings, but it is not your savings account, because you can't just pull money out of the account without having a taxable event happen. The same with a stock account. You can't take the money out of your stock account without having a taxable event happen. Even though, you know, you can go on Robinhood, make, you know, let's say you make $10,000 trading your first stock on Robinhood, and you take that money out, you will still have to pay taxes on that money, because it will be considered part of capital gains tax as income. So it's not like, hey, I don't have to pay that money ever. You're still getting taxed on that money, and you can't hide that from, well, you shouldn't hide that from your taxable income. There's a form you can get that they send you every year where you'll list all the capital gains, and then you'll pay taxes on it. But the number one thing is to set funds aside. Setting aside funds is the best way to do it, because I think it gives you discipline on setting a budget, and it also helps you develop a strategy, because you'll say, this is the set amount that I can spend. This is the set amount that I'm going to use. This is the goal of how much I want to spend. And then you can set a real winning strategy that way. So let's say you want to learn how to trade stocks, and you get a budget of $10 a week. So $10 a week is going to be how much money you set aside. You don't care if you lose. You don't care if you win. You're just trying to learn how to trade. That is a great way to start, because then you'll learn how patterns work. You'll learn how to read stocks. You'll learn how to do due diligence. You'll learn what YouTube videos you like, what trading forums you like. So you may go on Wall Street Bets. You may go look at other YouTubers or content creators and see, hey, they're talking about stuff that I like. You may say, okay, I'm going to dedicate this money. I just want to focus on Tesla. There are plenty of YouTube videos that will talk about every facet and portion of Tesla, from the batteries to what Elon Musk is drinking today, to what new factory is going to be open up and what they're going to be producing, the name of the people that work at the factory. I mean, for every sort of niche that you want to trade, there is information out there for you. You just have to go find that information. But setting aside funds is the best way to do it, and not using leverage. Leverage is basically taking out loans to go and buy stocks or trading. That is the worst way to begin trading, because then you're already starting off at a negative. So you're borrowing, not knowing how to trade. And then if you lose, then you have to pay back the money that you lost because you borrowed it. So just setting aside any amount of money to do trading, I think, is the best way to do it. Next is time. It will take time for you to go and invest. It will take time for you to go and look at some of these plays. I know it may be difficult if you have a 9-to-5. I have a 9-to-5 myself. It's difficult to try to go and be in meetings and then look at the stock market and try to figure out what's going on. It helps to do a lot of the due diligence the night before and see what moves you're going to be making for the next day. That is the best way to do it. Also, set aside times to trade. So realistically, if you're working a 9-to-5, depending on where you're working at, if you're working at an office space, Kind of more relaxed sort of place. You kind of work at your own pace. It may be a little bit easier for you to look at the market, but if you're working at a fast place like, you know, retail or fast food, it's not advantageous for you to be able to look at your phone 24/7, especially if you work in a fast-paced environment. So maybe on your lunch break, you'll say, okay, before I go to work, I'm going to make these trades. Then I'm going to check them at lunch. And then when I get off of my shift, then I'm going to close it out. And that'll be one way you can day trade it. Just bear in mind the times that the market opens and the time the market closes, and then schedule your time around that. Next is start off small. Like I said, start off with a small amount of money. Don't, you know, be like, I'm not going to pay my mortgage or I'm not going to pay my rent this month and I'm going to jump into trading stocks. Don't do that. That is ridiculous to do. Don't sacrifice, hey, yeah, I'm going to, you know, not pay a necessary bill because I want to get into trading stocks and I'm going to make, you know, the most amount of money. Start with a budget that's reasonable. You can start trading stocks with $10. You don't have to have, you know, $10,000 or $3,000. You know, some of the videos you'll see online, people say, well, unless you have $5,000, you won't be able to start trading stocks. You can start trading with $5 and find penny stocks and see how that works. If you're just trying to learn, also it'll help you build a strategy. It'll build mental toughness as well. Next, it's saying to avoid penny stocks. So penny stocks are any stock that's under $5. It's a kind of hit or miss on that one. I would say in the beginning, you can do penny stocks. I wouldn't say don't expect too much from penny stocks. Usually they're traded for over-the-counter OTC market. So definitely make sure that you're a little risk-averse in the penny stock market. They can go up significantly and they can fall down significantly. And they are very volatile. There are a lot of shares that are just on float out there. So depending on what happens, you know, the stock may shoot up significantly or it may shoot down significantly. So, you know, that's something to look at as well. And so when you're looking at penny stocks, a rule that I have myself when doing penny stocks is I don't buy more than 5 shares at a time of a penny stock. So that's kind of my rule of thumb. Yes, you can't get, there's no way you can get rich buying five shares of a stock under $5. Yes, I understand that. But with that, I can understand discipline and learning how the trade works and understanding the company itself. And I can make my money and get out as that little bit amount of money. Some people, they'll go penny stocks, throw $100 in a $1 stock, and then it'll just be gone. It'll dissolve. To me, I look at it as if I can't make a profit with 5 shares, then I couldn't make a profit with 100 shares. The amount of shares itself does not dictate the amount of money, or does not dictate how good my strategy is. So, if I can make money with 5 shares, I can make money with 20 shares, and then vice versa. If I can lose money with 5 shares, I can lose money with 20 shares. So 5 is kind of the risk tolerance that I'm at now with penny stocks. Also because I'm not trading with a huge amount or a huge account balance. Like I said, I'm under the 25K for the PDT rule. So I'm trading with my own money. I'm not using leverage. So that's money that I'm basically would essentially be losing if I'm not executing a profitable trade. And yes, I do lose trades. Everyone loses trades. You know, whatever person you're listening to is telling you that they don't lose money on trades and they have a winning execution style to win every single trade, they're a liar. So just whoever is telling you that information, they're lying. Nobody wins every single one of the trades that they take on unless, you know, they're buying and they never sell, which no one does. And if you're buying and never sell, then you're investing, you're not day trading. And those are two completely different things. Investing is investing for the long term. You don't plan on touching it anytime soon. You may have a 5 or 10 year time horizon. Day trading is you're trying to get in and out that day, the point of day trading. Or you may have a setup for an entire week that you're trying to buy something on Monday and then see if it executes on Wednesday. Next is time those trades. So a time horizon. There may be news that comes out based on due diligence that you saw, where you can jump into a stock really quickly. It'll shoot up, you take profits, and it'll go back down. Setting the target is definitely something to look at. What amount of money do you want to make on it? To me, 20% is something that I look at as kind of my target. I try to make at least 20% profit on whatever trade I'm making. It doesn't always work that way, but that's kind of a goal that I have for myself that I would say if I could make 20% profit on every single trade that I made, I would be a successful trader in my eyes. Next is cut your losses with limit orders. Make sure that you have stop losses on yours if they start to go down. Make sure that you're able to exit those. Also, going back to the penny stocks, make sure that there's a lot of volume on the penny stock that you're jumping in if you do choose to go on the penny stock route. Being stuck in a trade is not the best thing in the world, especially if there's no volume in it, it's not really moving, and you have a large amount, or I would say you're a bag holder. You're holding a large amount of shares that you can't get rid of. That is not the place you want to be at. And that's one thing you could learn the hard way with trading penny stocks. With cut losses, understand what your entry and exit is. Understanding where you're going to go in and where you're going to come out at. If you start trading a stock and it immediately starts to go down, know what your threshold limit is. Set that limit order to exit. So let's say 20% positive and 20% negative is your entry and exit. If it starts to go down and it hits below that 20%, then it'll automatically sell off and you only lost 20%. If it goes up and you're looking at going up to 20%, then let it sell at 20%. Make sure you have entry and exit before you make every play. Don't just put money into the market and just say, well, I don't know what it's going to do. I don't really have a plan. Let's just see what happens. Next, be realistic about profits. I would say this is a huge thing as well. Don't be like, I'm gonna put $100 in and I'm gonna make $1 million in 2 weeks. Most likely that's not gonna happen ever, depending on whatever stock you do. Be realistic about your profits. 20% I think is realistic. Going into each trade and say I'm gonna make 50 to 60% on each trade is not really realistic at all either. So just be realistic about how much you're gonna make. Some people do profits, some people do amounts. Some people may say, okay, on this trade, I'm gonna make a dollar. I wanna make a dollar every trade. Or wanna make, $3 every single trade. Depending on how many shares you put in and what the price movement and price action is, what the due diligence is that you've done on it, that may be a realistic goal. But say you're gonna put $3 into a $1 stock and saying, your price target is by the end of the day, it's gonna go. And I'm gonna cash out $300 from that $3 entry point. Most likely, it's not gonna happen. So just bear in mind, be realistic about your profits. Everyone doesn't have to be the jackpot one, but make sure you have your entry and exit, especially if you're doing options, because options kind of show you who you are. I would say that's the best way to describe options. Options will show you truly who you are. If you have a natural tendency for greed. Options will make you see how greedy you are, depending on if you start making profits really quickly. If you have addictive personality, getting profits from trading options can be a very bad thing for you. So just make sure you know your entry and exit. When you're starting any trade, especially for options, because they're very volatile, more volatile than penny stocks, in my personal opinion. Next, stay cool. Everyone says, don't be emotional when trading. I say, yes, that's a good thing to go by, but it does happen. You can be caught off guard if you have, a pretty lucky win. I remember there was one trade that I made. I made it at work, I had a dentist appointment. And it was trading coin. I think coin was having an earnings, which is Coinbase. They were having an earnings the next day. I bought, I think two, it was like two or three options with the expiration. I was like way out of the money. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna buy them. Went to the bathroom, came back, and I was up like $50. I was like, okay, cool. I went to the dentist appointment. As I was in the dentist office and they were taking a break and going to get the actual dentist himself, I was up like $500 and I sold. So I was like, oh, just made a quick $500. So trying to be cool in those situations, especially when you made a lot of money. In my opinion, that was a lot of money because I did no due diligence on that at all. I was just saying, hey, earnings are coming up. But I took the money and I saved it and then actually made a realistic play afterwards. And took some of the money, took half the money out, of that account. So having, those rules in place and staying cool, can help. And then lastly, stick to the plan. So before you start trading, I say the best thing to do is to make a plan. Like I said, again, the 5 shares per penny stock is something that I don't lose my shorts on. The 20% rule is something that I try to stick to. There are plays where, you know, I have strayed away from that, but these are rules that I've in place that I try to adhere to myself. Another rule that I have that I try to stick to is not spending more than 10% of my total portfolio value per day. So, you know, let's say I have $100 in my total portfolio, I can't spend more than $10 in that portfolio. So, you know, that's how much money I have to trade with. If I couldn't make money with that $10, then I couldn't make money using all $100 in that portfolio. More money doesn't equal better trades. That's something to also look to as well. Having more money doesn't make you a better trader. Having rules in place makes you a better trader. Learning strategies that work for you makes you a better trader. Understanding niche markets and how they work makes you a better trader. And sticking to your rules makes you a better trader. So hopefully that information helped you all. Day trading is something that I'm very passionate about. I like doing myself. I would say it's kind of my forte. I would say just make sure that you stick to a plan. Get rules in place that you can follow and that you are cool with doing. Don't use leverage. Always trade with your own money. Don't borrow money to trade. If you lose money, make sure you get you like a journal or something and you write down the amount that you lost and what happened in that situation. Understand your P&L. So if you go on Webull, it'll tell your P&L ratio like per day that you trade, which is basically your profit and loss percentage. And so make sure you keep up with your P&L. P&Ls are important. Track all that information. Understand, hey, I've been trading for, you know, this is week one of trading. It's similar to having an exercise routine. You know, the first exercise routine that you have, you may be on a regiment, you may be on a plan, and you may be training biceps and back. And, you know, shoulders one day, but your shoulders may be weaker than your back is. You may be able to get more reps the first week on there. So then you increase the amount per muscle group. You don't automatically be like, okay, the first week I came in here, you know, I was able to lift everything. Okay, I'm not really sore, so I'm going to go and quadruple the amount of weight that I'm putting on each one. Like, that you would be able to walk out of the gym every day if that was the case, and you might end up pulling a muscle, which may further damage something overall. It's similar to trading. You don't go into a trading account and say, all right, I put $10 in, I turned that $10 into $15, so now I'm going to, you know, fund my account $1,200, and then I'm going to do the same thing I did with my $10 account that I did with the $1,200 account. No, it's not the way it works. You have to learn strategies and discipline yourself. It's really a lot about discipline. Having the right discipline and the right strategy will take you far. So hopefully that information helped you all out. And I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.